What's up, guys? Fink here, Laces Out Finkel Show. Today is November 12th, 2018. Grrr, Monday. I don't have any intro music today, as you may have noticed with the boom brief introduction. That's because I actually did not intend on recording anything today at all. As some of you have seen on my Facebook earlier, I posted the link to my Spotify account, which also I need to put my iTunes account, because a lot of you guys are listening on iTunes as well. Keep listening. Thank you, guys. Don't forget to like and subscribe and review. Get those 5 stars on there. Look at me, sounding like a professional podcaster. Make sure to like and subscribe for all the details on the podcast that I release from here on out. Honestly, today I wasn't going to record. I didn't have any intention on doing that whatsoever. There was a podcast I did yesterday, kind of a round, aka rectangle table, discussion with Nick and Dakota. We talked a lot about our service industry experience, how we came into contact with each other, what they're up to, what their opinions are. It was a really good conversation. It's pretty funny. I highly suggest going back and listening to it because it's got my name on it, so of course I'm going to say I highly suggest you go back and listen to it. It's really entertaining, especially if I have a lot of friends on here that listen to it. If you are friends of Nick or Dakota as well and know them from past experiences, whether it be with us at Chili's or Primo's or wherever we worked, it's just an hour and a half of really entertaining discussion. That being said, I didn't have any intention on recording today. It's just one of those things where you can't really predict what's going to happen on a day-to-day basis. That being said, I know I've said that twice. I'm sorry. Last time. That being said, 3 times. You're out. Today we lost someone in the entertainment industry, in the world, that I think was extremely influential, not only to me or countless of my friends, but to everyone around the world. If you have not seen the news by now, open your eyes. It's only everywhere. Unfortunately, we lost Stan Lee earlier today at the age of 95. Stan Lee is obviously, as most of you know, the co-creator or solid creator of Marvel Comics. Marvel Comics, you have to live under a rock to not know what Marvel Comics is, especially here in the U.S. I don't want to sit here and be like, well, if you live in Africa and you don't have the internet, you don't read the book, you don't know what Stan Lee took us to. I don't really know where I was going. I'm kind of at a loss for words, so I'm going to try and do my best to pull together a couple of stories, a couple of occasions where Stan Lee has really affected me. This is more of a thank you, because Stan Lee, at the end of the day, wasn't just an entertainer. He wasn't just that grandfather-like figure that you see in all of the Marvel movies making the cameos, which that in itself is heartbreaking, because we're so used to seeing him in all of these Marvel movie cameos now, and now he's not going to be there. I'm sure goodness, Princess Leia, Carrie Fisher passed away, and they brought her back. They did some CGI work to bring her back, as well as another, I can't remember his name, one of the lieutenants for the dark side. They brought him back with CGI. So, I don't really necessarily want to see that. I don't want to see him brought back with CGI. I would just like to see little snippets in memoriam to him from now on in the Marvel movies, in the Marvel universe, which is a whole entity in itself. Because we have, obviously, Marvel Comics, we have Marvel Universe, whatever. As far back as I can remember, I've liked superheroes. I've looked up to them. I've taken a lot of inspiration from them. I've bonded with hundreds of people that I've grown up with over superheroes. You don't have to be a nerd. You don't have to be a jock. You don't have to be a man or a woman. You don't have to be anything in particular to relate to these characters, most of which were created by Stan Lee. Characters like Spider-Man, Captain America, Daredevil, Hulk, Thor, She-Hulk, Sergeant Fury, Silver Surfer, Doctor Strange, X-Men. These are characters that we grew up with. These are characters that we fell in love with. These are characters that as children we would run around our front yards and play on jungle gyms in a time before it was unsafe to do so. We pretended to be these characters. These characters defined millions upon millions of now adults. These characters would build us up when we felt down, distract us from what was going on in the real world. They would take us away from our day-to-day struggles, our strifes, maybe arguments with family, arguments with friends. If you were feeling down, if you were feeling like you were alone, you could turn to these comics. You could turn to the movies that were inspired by the comics or the cartoons that were inspired by the comics. And you could escape. Now, I know I'm saying this in a more serious tone when it comes to superheroes, because don't get me wrong, a lot of you may not have read comics or watched the movies growing up, or some of you may have used a different type of escape. Maybe you read books. Maybe you used Harry Potter as your escape. Maybe you used Star Wars as your escape, or Lord of the Rings, or any one of these. Or maybe you used nonfiction books. One of my closest friends, Nick King, he's a big reader, and he doesn't really read a lot of fiction. I know him to read more nonfiction about presidents, about historical figures, times in history. Regardless of how you find that escape, Stan Lee gave so many of us that door. That door that in a room with four walls may not have been there otherwise. A door that when opened not only allowed us to escape from our day-to-day monotony, but to really dive into our own creative sides, our own heroic sides. They allowed us to take chances, step out of the box that we may have made ourselves comfortable in. A lot of you know that I'm heavily on the DC side of things. Batman is my favorite superhero. Stan Lee worked with DC as well. Most recently in the early 2000s with Superman, Wonder Woman, Shazam, Robin, Justice League America, Aquaman, Batman himself, Catwoman, Crisis, Flash. He did so much for me as a person because I would share experiences with other people about how exciting it was that we were getting these movies, like live adaptations of things that we had seen on comic book pages, online, only animated. Stan Lee allowed us to live out fantasies that we may not have been able to live out before. Stan Lee is so much more a part of our day-to-day than I think we really realize. I know some of you may be listening to this at this point going, well, no, I do get it. I do get it. This is for not only for you. This is not only for those kind of people that grew up with Stan Lee and grew up like us as comic book nerds or superhero nerds. This is for everybody. Because I'm not going to sit here and claim that Stan Lee inspired J.K. Rowling or Peter Jackson. But it's hard to think that maybe he did. maybe when J.K. Rowling, Peter Jackson, George Lucas were younger, maybe they looked at Spider-Man or Captain America or any one of the countless superheroes or heroines that Stan Lee helped create and said, I want to be like them. I want to create something like he created. Man, did you see how cool it was when Spider-Man in page 23 of issue 4, how he swung from building to building, or climbed that wall, or saved that person's life by swooping down from one of the Twin Towers to pick them up and take them to safety? Do you remember how, speaking of the Twin Towers, do you remember how when the Twin Towers fell in 9/11, how Stan Lee created a comic book about superheroes reacting to it? Some of us were so stunned because of how young we were at the time that that escape was comic books. I can't remember exactly which one it was, but I just remember one of the most prominent comic book covers was Spider-Man with the reflection of the Twin Towers in his mask coming from one of his eyes. Stan Lee has been so instrumental in my character. And I know he's been instrumental in so many of my friends' characters. It's just hard to fathom how many people he touched on a day-to-day basis. I'm sure today there are millions of people, you know, watching the Marvel movies or reading, you know, their favorite Marvel comic. That was every day. The comic book superhero culture has allowed me so much joy. And it's allowed me so much happiness. It's allowed me such an amazing escape. I am forever grateful for what Stan Lee did for me personally. What he's done for the world overall. The man was 95. I think that in itself, with the day and age that we live in, even with all the advances in medical technology and medicine, I think that's a feat in itself. That's a heroic move in itself, because there are so many things now in this world that are made to tear us down physically and mentally. But he overcame all of them and made it until 95 years old. And that's just his time on Earth. His legacy will absolutely live until whatever it is supposed to happen to this Earth happens, and we are, as a people, no more. Stan Lee will be around forever. His creations will live on through us and through the people that portray his characters. You look at guys like Robert Downey Jr. He posted something earlier today on his Instagram, basically saying, thank you for another chance. Because I don't know if a lot of people realize, a lot of us, you know, don't really keep up with actors' lives and their personal lives, which is understandable. It's a little bit harder not to in this day and age. But before, I mean, hell, in even 2008, when the first Iron Man, which created this now amazing, gigantic Marvel Cinematic Universe, when that first movie was released, and I know that there's Spider-Man movies before that and so on and so forth, but this new wave, this last 10 years of Marvel movies was kicked off with Iron Man. Robert Downey Jr.'s career was not in a great place. It hadn't been. He struggled with addiction. He struggled with drug use. He was a bit of a loose cannon. He was a giant question mark. But that character of Iron Man, Tony Stark, he took, I don't want to say that Stan Lee was like sitting there right in front of Robert Downey Jr. and said, we're going to give you a chance to redeem yourself. But part of me thinks, you know, if it wasn't for Stan Lee, we wouldn't have Iron Man. And Robert Downey Jr. may have spiraled out of control from where he was at. He may have never gotten this opportunity to play the role that some will say that he was arguably born to play. He opened that door for Robert Downey Jr. And so it's nice to see an outpouring of support from guys like Robert Downey Jr. You look at guys like Chris Pratt, Chris Evans, Chris Hemsworth, Scarlett Johansson. You know, some of these people didn't necessarily need that career boost. But because of their roles as certain heroes or characters in the comic book lore, their career path was altered greatly in a direction that has skyrocketed their careers and or fame. I mean, that's not what it's about. I'm not saying that that's what it's all about. But what I'm saying really is Stan Lee has created so much for so many. For me personally, like I was saying, it's defined my character. And I'm going to be hokey. I'll probably watch one of the Avengers or Guardians of the Galaxy after this podcast, just as a kind of a solidarity. Like, thank you. Thank you for creating this so I could enjoy it. Thank you for putting a smile on my face when I needed it sometimes the most. What I'm really, I think, most thankful for is the bond that I've created with so many friends and so many, you know, people that I was already friends with, but it brought us even closer. That bond of seeing that movie for the first time in a theater. One of my dearest friends, Bobo, he and I used to go see midnight movies back when midnight movies were a thing, which they still are. But let's be honest, if a movie is released on Friday the 23rd, Thursday the 22nd, you can see it as early as like 4 in the afternoon, so it's not technically out Friday. It's out Thursday. You can see it so many times, but it, you know, back in my day, which is weird to even say now, but back in my day, back in 2008, 2009, a midnight movie meant a midnight movie. The first showing was 11:59 into midnight. But I had friends like Bobo, my younger brother Justin. So many of my friends that I saw midnight Marvel movies with, Shelby Cook. I know you guys have heard his voice if you've been listening to the podcast, my introduction into podcasts since day one. I mean, Shelby and I had one of the podcasts, if you go back to one of our original episodes, which is on my SoundCloud, name drop. If you go back to one of those original episodes, I think it's like one of those episodes, we dive pretty deep into movies. And we both share a passion for Marvel movies. This is so much bigger than, I think, Stan Lee as a person would ever be able to fathom. And I don't mean that in a negative way. I mean that in the most sincere, thankful way. So I hope that if you've made it this far into the podcast, thank you, first off. Again, I didn't really intend on recording today, but I really just wanted to take 15, 20 minutes to dive in a little bit of what Stan Lee means to me, what Stan Lee means to the world, and it's just a way to say thank you. So thank you, Stan Lee. Excelsior. Thank you.